Welcome, my child, to a world of darkness. In this world you will have to struggle for everything. Fight others of our kind for territory and status. Drag the blood you need to survive from the kine all around us, while making sure they do not realize what it is that you are. That way leads to danger, hunting, and a sharpened stake on a sunny day. Keep your mask in place. Keep your beast under control. Keep your head. For this is Redding's darkest night, and you are now one of the night's masters. Join us now as we play Vampire the Masquerade, 20th Anniversary Edition. Welcome to episode 281 of the Cult of Tea and Dice. And tonight, we are playing Vampire the Masquerade, 20th Edition, Redding's Darkest Night, Devoured by Darkness, Session 8.
Yep.
Session 8.
Yep.
I've only just recorded Session 7. You'd think I'd be able to remember, but never mind.
Especially the long discussion about what we were on last time.
I am Mordrigan, and I am your storyteller for this night. Afternoon, late afternoon, I don't know. I'm your storyteller for today. Who are you? And who are you playing? And what's your love in life?
My name is Bloodied. I am playing Brendan Harding, and my love in life is Allegory.
Nice. Il Porcupino.
Cake.
Cake. Yeah, but who are you and who? Yeah, I go cake.
It's cake, obviously.
I mean, skip to the end. I love cake.
Who are you? Who are you playing?
I'm Il Porcupino. I'm playing Pelf, and I love cake.
Okay.
I'm Archive. I'm playing Hella Fortescue, and my love is tea.
Aww.
Possibly not this one.
Probably not. But tea is generally my favourite brown liquid.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Poppy Anderson, and I also love tea.
Mm-hmm. And Locus and Taurus. I said it right this time.
Yes, you did. I'm Locus and Taurus. I am playing Edgar Shepherd. And I am unsure how to answer the question.
Huzzah! So we've once again got a tea to review before we start on reviewing what the hell you people did in the last session. And oh my god. We are drinking, it is Wittard's afternoon tea. Now, normal afternoon tea doesn't taste like this. This is a black tea with green tea infusion. Which has bergamot and jasmine in.
Bergamot, that's Earl Grey,
really.
Bergamot, isn't it?
Earl Grey is bergamot.
Yeah.
I told you. Then it was like Earl Grey, but nicer.
Yeah.
It is nicer than Earl Grey. I'll grant it that.
I can smell it.
I don't like bergamot in tea.
Ah, no, no. Fuck it.
I'll drink your one again.
Yep, no, just no.
I will sugar my tea.
It tastes like flowers. Bad flowers.
Okay, so you're getting more of the jasmine than the bergamot.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I quite like it.
Also, it was really hot and burnt me.
Yeah,
that was fine.
Ow.
Drinking one, yeah. I know what it tastes like, though. I like it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. It's not as bergamotty as Earl Grey.
No.
I'm getting a little bit of jasmine.
Sorry.
I'm getting a little bit of jasmine there. It's quite black tea. I can't really tell there's green tea in it. I would have expected the green tea to be a bit bitter by now, because we did it for the recommended 4 minutes. But I don't hate this bergamot tea.
Oh,
actually, I really like.
It's long enough bergamot that I don't hate it.
I
wouldn't seek it out, no. I'm undecided whether or not I'm going to drink the cup of tea that's right there.
We'll see.
I'm not immediately giving it away. But at the same time, I might just let it go.
You're unsure.
Yeah. Mm. Or more likely, you'll give it to Il Porcupino, who will then drink three different people's cups of tea.
Oh, no, you can bring it my way.
Oh, fair enough.
There we go. Bit of assistance on the charity.
Charity.
I'm probably going to drink mine. It's okay with the sweetness in. It's not as bergamotty as I feared it would be. It's not as green tea as I expected it to be. It's just okay. So, we've had a fuck no, a I quite like it from two people, a meh from two people.
So, positive-ish.
Firstly, with bergamot in it, it's doing pretty well.
I usually put milk in this one, though, so that might just be me. Splash of milk.
I mean, you can try it. There is milk somewhere in the house, I'm sure. I never know if there is or not because I don't drink it. And there's a lot of baby milk in the house, but I don't think you'd want it with that. Formula. Gritty. Right. So, with no more further ado, can you people please explain what you did in the last session?
Ferret heist.
Yes, ferret heist was in the last session.
It's all you need to say. It isn't really, but it's all I want to say because I just like saying ferret heist.
I mean, it's a good set of words.
To explain the logic on this.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It was suggested that perhaps talking to other animals as well as cats could be good as part of our spy network.
Yes.
It's a domain security thing.
Yeah.
So I tried talking to rats, and it turned out the rats were already working with someone else, which meant they were spying on us, which was a problem. So we had to deal with that. So we stole a load of ferrets.
We stole a load of ferrets.
And
a goldfish.
And a goldfish.
And a bunch of cat food.
Yeah. And well, I think the cat's happy.
Various paraphernalia for both ferrets and goldfish.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot I can say about this.
Yeah.
And now the kitchen is an animal house.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a ferretarium.
It's not a real word.
No, but it is.
It is now.
So, your kitchen is your ferretarium.
So, it works out.
That doesn't get better the second time round.
What? Ferretarium? I think we've broken your fucking peanut. It's not often we break your fucking peanut.
It sounds like it is the real thing that it's called, but I need to now find out what the place you keep ferrets is called.
I don't know, but we're going to go with ferretarium.
It's a ferretarium.
Where's the fish
tank? Yes. So the ferretarium. Please continue.
So I worked out a periphery around the house and went, this is the border. Please keep the rats down within the area. And they did. They nibbled on some other things as well, but they did a good job. Which was fine until...
The vampires in the house who didn't have animal care.
Well, yes. But it was fine. They were keeping us not spied on until... Like, the person who was spying on us. Apparently, Rat King Hammurabi sent us a convoluted message via various people to say, stop
eating my
rats.
Fucking rats, you fucks.
Frisk warned us.
Well, Frisk warned us.
Yeah. Sir Gregory Frisk warned you that you're eating Rat King Hammurabi's rats, and Rat King Hammurabi is, surprisingly enough, not happy about his rats being eaten.
Which is obviously exactly what's happening, and it's not that... Frisk is getting you to lie for him at all.
No, why would anyone think that?
I mean...
Not at all.
I mean, I have no idea why anybody would think that like going on. Anyway, maybe
not. Did, so sorry.
But no. The thought of having a mental rat king spying on us wasn't particularly appealing either, so no. I made it very clear to the rats where the border was and told them to stay on the other side of it.
And they went, sure, providing he doesn't tell us to not stay on the other side of the border.
Yeah, so it was just like, well, tell him I said that. Puzzle.
Cool, I will totally tell him. He might ignore it, but I'll totally tell him. Was basically the gist of that conversation.
So
then I think there was some faffing about trying to work out the best way of dealing with Talithar.
Mm. Well, Pal wanted to be the bait. Well, I suggested it, I didn't...
You suggested it, and then immediately said, but I don't want to do that.
I want to keep reminding people that this is an ability I have. If I need to go and look like something else, then I can.
So, yeah, you sort of said, I could be bait, but I don't really want to be, but I could be, but I don't want to do it. So the rest of you tried to come up with another plan that would result in, you know, Talithar getting captured or stopped.
I got us some steaks.
Yes, you made steaks. We discussed how to fight with our steaks. People wrote notes about fighting with their steaks, which is going to be great because I can't remember. And then somebody had a conversation with a poser.
Oh, that was me.
The Blessed Asina.
I met the Blessed Asina.
Yep.
He...
Oily McFang face himself.
Yes, with one outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's that about?
Count Chocula.
He seemed to know straight away that she was a bathing suit lit.
Yeah.
And
the best way to sort this out was to go see the Anarchs and try and ferret her out, so to speak.
Mm.
Ferret hunting her out.
That's what he strongly suggested.
You on then the train,
came back, you then came back and had a conversation with everybody and realised, oh wait, if she's coming from Basingstoke, then she's either coming via the bus or the train. And I believe you were about to have a conversation about what your actual plan was, because it's Monday night, and you only have until tomorrow to come up with a plan.
I mean, unless she somehow got hold of a car.
I mean, unless she's got a car, in which case, yeah, that's a bit more problematic. I mean, it's possible.
Cars are running costs, and you have to have somebody to park it.
Mm.
I don't know what the parking situation in Basingstoke is.
And there's also the problem nowadays of ANPR machines, making it really difficult for vampires who probably don't have a valid driving license any longer, driving.
Mm.
Damn you, Big Brother.
Yeah. Slowly but surely, the surveillance state is making it much more difficult to be a fucking vampire. Damn it. Ooh, I've said too much. Masquerade. But anyway, continue.
Okay, so...
It's a pretty big assumption to make that she's only coming in on the train.
Mm. Also, how the heck would we watch the train station? There's a lot of train station. There's two exits, and there's a lot of people pass through.
There's four exits.
Okay, there's four exits, and there's lots of people passing through. It's one of the busiest stations in the country. I mean, something outside London.
I mean, could we not go to Basingstoke?
I mean, we could go to Basingstoke, but then you run into the trouble of we're just wandering straight into the Anarchs' territory, and I don't think they'll be exactly overjoyed if a bunch of Camarilla folks show up randomly and start poking their nose around.
You should be okay now. Mm. Sorry, you were saying? Oh, you'd passed the...
Yeah.
Continue.
Do the trains from Basingstoke come into a certain platform? Like, regularly? Or mostly?
I'm going to go with, yeah, because that makes my life easier.
Yeah,
so instead of staking out the entrances, maybe stake out the platform?
Slight problem there. There's security there, and if someone starts hanging around a train station, it looks a bit dodgy in this age of people blowing up train stations.
Unless they can't see you.
I thought we established cameras could see you.
Cameras can, but really, who's going to be paying that much attention?
In a police, in a train station, the British Transport Police.
Really?
And they have a control room where they can watch it live.
Yeah, in the station.
Doesn't have to be in the station, they can call dispatch to get anyway.
That too, yeah. But...
The tea has been passed.
It has.
Continue.
But you can get away with an hour or two.
An hour or two, sure. But to get past the barriers towards the platform, you leave a ticket.
Well, we can buy a ticket, that's not a problem. And then we can wait, and if we get approached by someone, we can just say we're waiting for someone to come in. They're supposed to meet us for a night out on the town or something.
At which point they'd ask, why are you waiting on the platform? Past the barriers and not waiting the other side of the barriers.
There's just too many ways out of this place. It's like a maze, isn't it?
Get your friends to call you on their phone.
Tell them to mind their own business.
Yes. Security don't tend to react well to that one.
The Gangrel method. Nah, fuck off, mate.
Well, we can watch all of the exits and entrances, but I think we're better off watching for the train.
Yeah, well, even if presumably it's shifts. She's not going to come out the Cavisham
exit. North side, yeah. Wouldn't make sense.
So it dumps her right into an area where there are people who would take more care about spotting potential trouble.
Not necessarily, because the Cavisham side is naturally in Cavisham, but what it does do is it disgorges into an area where there's a lot of fucking cameras.
Hmm.
Whereas on the other side, there's actually fewer cameras.
Yeah, so she'd probably come out south side, which limits us to two of the entrances basically come out the same place, in front of the Three Guineas, and then there's the other one by the rail air.
Mm-hmm.
So that narrows it down to basically two entrances.
Mm-hmm. Make me an intelligent streetwise.
Is this everyone? Or?
No, just Brendan.
Four dice. What difficulty?
Six.
No successes.
You're sure you've forgotten something, but you can't really think what it is.
You don't actually need a ticket to get through the barriers because they're open most of the time anyway.
Not most of the time. Well, actually, no.
Late enough at night would be when you lot are actually going to be awake and moving about. Yes, they're usually open, actually.
They're open when I came through on my way here today, so.
They often do that on Sundays as well.
Yeah, so you could probably get onto the platform if you really wanted to.
In theory, then, we don't need to be on the platform. The best place for looking is actually on the bridge.
Okay, the overbridge, yeah.
Hmm.
There's cafes and stuff up there.
Yeah, there's a Starbucks.
Yes.
Oh, wait, is that open that late, though?
It depends on what time. I think it does stay open quite late.
So does the pasty places up on the bridge as well, actually. Nice little coffee.
The pasty place is 24 hours.
Oh, there you go.
Darkness at any rate. The coffee place probably shuts up about 2. But you could just all go in there and eat pasties all night.
Won't look weird.
Especially as every half an hour you have to go away and throw them up. Completely undigested but chewed. Unless any of you've got eat food.
No.
Oh, well, in that case, what will actually happen is you'll take 2 bites and then regurgitate them right there on the floor.
Maybe we'll stick to coffee.
The same would happen
with drinking.
No, but at least you can... It's easier to pretend.
Yeah, the floor just gets steadily wetter.
Or it just goes back into the same cup.
I mean, that works too. So what is the plan? Are you going to stake out the Reading train station?
What is the main route from the station down to Weldermain?
Oh, fucking hell. There's any number. Okay. The quickest, most direct route would be down King's Road, then down Queen's Road, then one of the side streets.
Or the number 17 bus.
I mean, that also works. But...
Hang on a moment. Which way did they go when I tracked them?
So, they went... Give me a second, I will pull it up. When you track them leaving your domain... Google Maps is being slow. Give me a moment. Also got to mute it. So, that's why it's being slow. I've still got it on satellite. From your domain, they went. Where is it? Where's your domain got to? Here, I can't find your domain. Right, there it is. So, from where you were, because you were in a ruined house on Darlington Gardens, weren't you? So they went up Darlington Gardens to Early Road, along Early Road, then down Watlington Street, onto Queen's Road, along Queen's Road, until they got to the rack. So they probably went along Queen's Road into Yield Hall Place and then into the rack.
Okay.
Which is a pretty direct route from your domain. Actually, no, I'm telling you wrong. I am telling you wrong. They would have gone up Watlington Street and then continued up Watlington Street until they got to King's Road and continued up King's Road towards the rack. And that's where you lost them. You lost them just before Jackson's Corner, which, if you're now thinking they went to the train station, means they probably turned at Jackson's Corner, through Marketplace Square, up Blargrave Street, straight to the station.
I'm going to suggest that maybe they go roughly that way, both to and from, because it reduces their exposure to potential detection.
It also means they actually skirt the rack proper, because the rack is pretty much to the west of Blargrave Street, so they literally just cut the corner of the rack.
They probably don't actually want to go in, other... vampires will be there who may well remember that they got kicked out.
Certainly seems likely.
But skirting it allows them to get the traffic bonus on losing their trail. So I reckon they'll probably do the same sort of thing in reverse.
That would certainly make sense.
Okay, so rather than the station, what you're suggesting is we sort of watch
There's sort of a choke point if they head towards our area. No matter which exit they come out from, there's a small region which they have to pass through if they're going direct.
Okay, so if you watch that area instead,
then you have a better chance, assuming they're going direct. You've got a better chance of they go through that region of catching them before they get anywhere that they can pick up any food, shall we say.
Yeah. So what you're suggesting is staking out, like, the marketplace square, then?
Yeah. That could work.
I mean, something like that, yeah.
There's benches.
Or...
Bus stops.
There are bus stops at the marketplace, yes.
Is it worth... Is there more than one route?
I mean, there is more than one route. You're working on the basis that last time, when she was running away from your domain back to, you now presume, the train station, he lost her sort of along King's Road.
And people, if they're panicking, will generally take the route that they know.
Yeah. So he lost her. I think he hit King's Road and lost her because she went into the rack. But the marketplace is like the outskirts of the rack.
Yeah.
So that would be the first place she could have turned off and gone straight to the train station.
Well, we're putting a lot on this one theory, though.
That's true.
Our other option is trying to, Patrice's, keep patrolling the domain and hope she strikes here and let me catch her first.
Yeah.
We could split. Some go into town, some stay here.
Right.
If you see her in town, follow her up here.
Okay. Like,
stay in touch.
Especially because...
Yeah.
Those who are here patrol.
Yeah.
But we've already got someone who knows what she feels like or looks like or smells like or whatever it is.
He doesn't remember.
He tracked her.
He tracked the drops of blood she'd lost.
Ah.
She dropped. He didn't track her. He could probably spot her footprints because he tracked her trainer things and he spotted her blood drops that she dropped as she ran. Because she cleaned herself off. But the other problem with that is you know that she knows what he looks like too.
Yeah.
So Edgar can't be the one watching in town.
I can't be obvious, but the other thing to remember is that aura sight does mean that I can tell if her aura is pale.
Hmm.
True.
Which indicates a kindred of some kind.
Yep. So then, you've decided to split into two teams. One team watching the marketplace, another team watching, well, something else.
Controlling you.
Watching your domain. So, who's in what team?
Whoever needs to follow her needs to be stealthy.
Stealthy.
Yeah.
Pal is indeed stealthy, as long as you go, like, hooded up, because there are cameras in the marketplace.
We're getting good at avoiding...
Yeah. You're going to have to hoodie up.
Yeah, I just look like a really big person. I don't look like a monster when I've got my head up and a scarf.
What's the combo for stealth?
Dex stealth.
Or just obfuscate.
Or obfuscate.
Well, I've got obfuscate, but if they have...
All specs.
They have all specs to the right level, then they'll see through whatever level you're at.
That's true.
I can be stealthy as well, though.
Of course, if they're doing that, their eyes are glowing red, so...
Which is why I have sunglasses. They might have sunglasses as well.
And then they'll look like a twat walking around with sunglasses at night.
I mean,
so?
Yes.
Yeah, so you'll spot them easily.
You're either blind or a vampire.
Hey! Attacks. Oh no, wait, it's Stevie Wonder. Shit.
You know, Bono's actually got glaucoma. That's why he was always wearing glasses. You too. He was well shaped.
Things we learn while trying to not plan what we're trying to plan because we're scared of the plan.
I just like the idea of attacking Stevie Wonder. I mean, for comedy purposes... Sorry, that came out wrong. Anyway, movies are beyond the plan yet.
Please, for the love of fuck, get on with the plan.
Okay.
So, Hal is going to be in town. Who else is going to be on the town team?
Someone's got to come with me.
I think Edgar would make my stealth safer a sneaky
guy.
And I can be stealthy, but...
Do you have obfuscate?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, she looks like a walking corpse,
I keep
remember?
Forgetting that part, sorry. Yes.
Walking corpse.
Yeah, I think... You'd be good at security in the domain, because you can talk to the network, yeah.
And I'll just troll here, because...
Okay, so what is it? Three people going to the marketplace, two in the domain?
Yes.
Okay.
Not sure if
we
got that the right way around.
I'm not saying nothing. Right then.
Well, we've got phones, so worst comes to worst. Yeah.
Yes. I'm assuming you have all given each other your phone numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got a WhatsApp group and everything.
Fucking hell. Actually, no, it's encrypted end-to-end, so you might as well.
Yeah.
Even WhatsApp can't read the fucking thing. Hi, guys, I just ate this. Great dude.
Possibly not for months. But, you know.
Nice, dude.
Government.
That was awesome. Hey, did you see that guy I was chasing? He totally shat himself. I just drank a prostitute. She didn't taste good.
Lol, venereal disease.
Right. Okay. So, the team that is patrolling your ground starts patrolling. You go and talk to the cats. So far tonight, they've not seen anything, but you can put them onto high alert. The ferrets are like, we're totally keeping rats at the house. You don't see any of the rats.
We're a little redundant.
Everybody else heads into town. So I'm assuming the two of you that looks like horrific monsters are hoodied up to fuck. Well, horrific monster, corpse. So walking corpse and horrific monster.
I wouldn't be disguised as Paolo. I think I would put on a different...
Sorry. So you're also going to mask of many faces.
Yeah.
So your mask of many faces were also hooded up against cameras. What are you doing, Poppy? Are you obfuscating?
Yes.
As well as mask of many faces. Let's have a quick look at obfuscate, because I think... Does it require blood?
Levels 1 and 2 do not.
1 and 2 don't. I don't think 3 does either. Oh no, it does.
Yeah, manipulation and performance.
Yeah, and it costs you a blood, I believe.
Oh no, I don't have 3 dots in office.
No, you've only got 2. Yeah, ooh. So I believe Mask of Many Faces is a blood point.
Yeah.
So go ahead and cross that off, please.
I have to remember my things that I've taken.
Yeah. It costs you a blood point because it costs a blood point to be somebody of appearance rating higher than yours. That's why it costs you a blood point.
Ah.
So you will be, at one blood point, you will be a phenomenally ugly person, but not a fucking muscle-faced monster. Please feel free to roll me manipulation performance, difficulty 7, so that I know where on the scale you are. You meanwhile, Poppy, just cloak yourself in shadow.
I am standing still.
Well, you're standing still when you get there.
Well,
obviously, you're not standing still when you move. Although, you're unseen presence, not cloaking shadows, aren't you? Are you using the second level?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I get all the successes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
Okay. And Mr. Edgar Shepherd, what is your plan? Is it just hoodying up and...
Hoodying up and level 2 obfuscate.
Oh, okay. Wow. So what we've got in your group here is you're all socially awkward, you're all pretty stealthy, and most of you can talk to animals. That's a bit of a interesting combo, isn't it?
I mean, level 2 obfuscate basically just means that nobody who's not also a weirdo vampire thing can see us.
Yeah.
At all.
Right. So you all head over into the marketplace.
Can I just check? Does the dominate? I will just remind you that I have magical resistance.
Right.
So all spells cast on me have a +2 difficulty.
I think that's actually magical spells from mages.
Ah.
I believe you've got a negative. You don't like silver, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Did I say you to write down what page magical resistance was on? I bet I didn't.
No. I did write down the thing of it, which is spells cast on me had a +2 difficulty. I don't know if that includes, like, the...
It will be blood magic spells as well, I think. Blood magic, so it's magic from mages, thaumaturgy, and necromancy. All of them have a +2 difficulty on you. It doesn't affect things like dominate, I'm afraid.
Exactly. And because of my other thing, I also have minus one difficulties on social roles in the presence of neonates, and a minus one difficulty on vampire knowledge.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so you do. Go ahead and roll me an intelligence streetwise with a difficulty of 5.
Intelligence, not my forte.
I know.
And streetwise.
Difficulty is 5.
1.
Okay. Right. There's a minor wrinkle in the plan.
Mm-hmm. I also have common sense. So.
Okay. So, first things first, I'm going to tell you that common sense is not pinging this plan as instantly dangerous. There is a minor wrinkle that you will want to know about with regarding to this plan. You know Rat King Hammurabi?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where he's rumoured to live?
No.
Somewhere near the marketplace.
Ah.
Now, you don't think that's going to be instantly a problem because the marketplace is the rack. But if you start a fight in the marketplace with Talithar, then he might get involved because it's a problem on his area, whereas it's not really his domain, but he's around there somewhere.
Best thing to do is to just follow her into our domain.
Exactly.
So you've got eyes on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, not start any trouble.
But because you're an ex-ghoul and you know that sort of stuff, I'm giving you that. He's supposed to be around there somewhere.
Well, his rats aren't really an issue because they're not his rats.
I mean, that's broadly... Yes, you haven't actually really pissed him off, but at the same time, if you start a fight with Talithar in his area, then you're probably going to really piss him off for real.
Yeah.
So you three sneak your way in and sort of set yourself up in the marketplace. Are you all standing together? Are you standing separately? Are you spreading out? You're the only one who can actually be seen because the other two are hiding in the darkness. You're the only one who's visible because you've masked a many faces. I believe you can do both if you really want to. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to do both if you want to. Okay, so you're all clouded in darkness as long as you don't move.
Yeah, I think if we position ourselves around but keep a watch out for all the ways in and ways out.
Okay, well, there's only like 4.
Yeah, so...
Because they actually closed the... There's no way through the Harris Arcade anymore, and they closed the gates at night now, so...
Yeah.
There's only really... You come in from 2 ways. Forbury Garden side, Mayoral Office side with Friar Street, and then out the other 2 ways. You think she's probably going to come in from the Friar Street end and go out the King Street end, because...
Can I clarify with everyone what our plan is when we see the woman? If we see the woman, because we're literally just looking out for... A slightly shifty-ish, maybe looking Middle Eastern woman. We don't actually know who we're looking for.
No, you don't.
So, are we just going to take a snap of her? Are we going to we're going to follow her into our domain? Are we going to take a picture of her?
Message the people back in our domain for starters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Possible incoming. You know.
We've all got camera phones, so we can take a picture of anyone who looks suspicious.
Probably worth taking the flashes off.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. And it's I will we're back be to trying home. To get. Her aura, just I'll keep keeping an eye out as an extra layer of, okay, so it's someone who vaguely matches the description. Are they in fact a vampire? Oh yeah, look, they are. Shit.
And what description have you actually got of her at the moment from the police reports? Just Middle Eastern, didn't
you? Middle Eastern, not particularly tall, athletic build, weird eyes.
Yeah, it's not easy to see on the marketplace, though.
Right. The report was depressingly slim of notes. Now, even in the 1960s, you would have expected like an EFIT, an identikit picture.
Mm.
Doesn't seem to have been done for some reason.
Possibly removed from memory. So.
Or somebody removed it from the file. Because there seems to have been a certain amount of interference in the whole file thing. Okay, so you all settle into your jobs. You two are patrolling. Everybody cross off one blood point. Because you will have woken up this morning and you will not have had a chance to hunt.
Okay.
Ooh. Can I, it's another session. Can I roll for my thing again?
Yes, you can.
Wait, I forgot to do that last time.
Yeah. Well, I'll allow you to do it this time, because it counts as oh dear.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
That was a botch.
Was it?
Yes. Oh. Did you roll a one?
I did.
Perfect. Let me just look at what happens on a botch. I'm guessing it's bad.
So,
well, no, actually, it doesn't get any worse than your normal flashbacks.
If it got worse, that'd be pretty horrific.
I mean, it's a 6-point flaw.
Yeah.
I mean,
fair.
It's actually, I think it's the worst flaw.
Yeah.
Happy I think news. It's the most points you can get for a floor. I think there's only one or two others that are at the same level. There's none higher. But yeah, no, you're still sort of twitchy and flashing back. So, back in the domain, you two set out. Every now and again, you'll see a cat come over a fence and sort of go, meow, which you know to be, nope, or, sorry, I'm not bothered looking, or, meh, what are you? Oh, it's you. Okay. Got any cat treats? Oh, no, I haven't seen that. And in Marketplace, the rest of you wait and wait and wait. Mordrigan remembers that he did actually look at the train times and hasn't bothered to bring that page up. So, at 12:58, you see somebody coming into the Marketplace. You've seen a few people come through the Marketplace. You've watched a guy have an enormous piss right in the middle of the Marketplace, just out in the open. He gets to the middle and he just goes, no, and just pisses everywhere. No particular reason why. You've seen 6 or 7 people disappear into the entrance to the Harris Arcade. Some of them are having sex. Quite a lot of them are doing heroin. Like, a lot of heroin happens in that little alcove. See lots of couples, groups of people going from Friar Street to King Street to Broad Street. Nobody that really triggered... Well, you see quite a few people who could be her, but they're either heading in the wrong direction or they're with other people and they're obviously having a chat. Then
obviously human.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're doing the aura thing. Everybody's kind of brightly coloured. In fact, if you're doing the aura thing, the guy who took a leak in the middle of the marketplace, I think he was purple and red. There you go. So you sit there. Anyway, please note, Loka's eyes are glowing red.
But no one can see her.
Probably can't see. But Loka's eyes are glowing red.
Sunglasses.
And they are behind sunglasses. That's true. That does help. Both of your common senses ping off that if she is on the lookout and she has got the same as you, she might be able to spot you a bit more easily if your eyes are glowing red, even with the sunglasses in obfuscate. But it's up to you if you keep it going.
It's our best bet for just picking her out of the crowd.
Okay. About 12:58 then. Somebody comes into the marketplace. She's about 5'3", 5'4". She's wearing a niqab, you know, the sort of headdressy thing that comes up to the nose. I think that's the niqab. But anyway, she's wearing the headdress that covers her hair and up to her nose, but not the full robey thing. She's wearing like modernish clothing, sort of more early late 80s, 90s. Styles, like she hasn't really kept up with the clothing styles. So big leather jacket, lots of punk tags on it, punk badges. That's the word I was looking for.
Was that the era of flying shoulder pads?
That was the '80s.
Yeah, that was the early '80s. This is just a heavy leather jacket with like metal badges pinned into it. She walks quite lightly on her feet, and as she turns and comes into the thing, you do just see a flash of red from her eyes as she looks around.
I texted, like, heads up. Who's Spotter? Little Spotter.
She's not difficult to spot because her eyes are glowing red.
And we're looking for...
Yeah, you were watching for her. She just sort of looks around quickly with her eyes going red, and then they stop. And she's like... starts walking across the marketplace.
That's a picture of her. Send it to...
Yeah.
Security. Or to everyone, really.
Everybody in the marketplace, did you remember to set your phones to silent?
Yeah.
Yes.
Common sense would have made you two. Okay, so there's a buzzing, like a buzz. You two get a ping, but you three get a
Look at my phone.
Mine would also be on silent.
Okay. I'm just going to make a roll, because there's a non-zero chance that you might start that. Which one's the other one?
Green. So, yeah.
She stops for a moment, but then just keeps walking. You think she did actually hear it?
A random phone buzzing in the middle of a busy marketplace.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a bit concerning. But she didn't see through your obfuscate, you think. Or if she did, she didn't, like, do anything about it.
Yeah.
Her eyes weren't glowing at that point, though, so... But yeah, she certainly heard something go because she stopped and looks around confusedly and then continued walking.
What colour is she?
Right, I get to make another secret roll. Where is the specs page? How many dice do you get? It's 8, isn't it?
I think so. It's perception plus empathy? Yeah, 8.
Okay, so... She is, let me take a quick look, she's mostly light blue, with some deep red in there. Her aura is pale, and she's got a little bit of the static colour, you know, like when you looked at Heather, a little bit of the static colour going on. But yeah. That's what you see from her. And she heads through the marketplace and starts. She goes down to the end, past the outside shop, and turns left down King's Road, which is the way she'd need to go to either Woodley or your location. What do the three of you do?
Follow her at a distance.
Start, and then trail behind her.
Okay. And you're keeping your obfuscates up, obviously.
Oh, hells yes.
Okay, yeah, so it's not that difficult to follow her. Occasionally, she stops and triggers all specs and has a look around, and doesn't seem to be much pattern to it. It's not when she goes through a junction or goes through somewhere where she's likely to get ambushed. You, pal, after a while, work it out. She's doing it where vampires are known to be.
Oh.
So when she goes past the Winford, she stops and has a quick look around and then moves past. When she's... That was a police siren in the vast distance. When she starts going down towards the because she has to go down towards the hospital and then walk along King's Road. When she gets to the corner there, she has a good long look around. And you see her eyes are glowing red while she's doing it. She's being very careful. Then she crosses the road, scuttles along, then heads into your domain. Right. As you're doing that, would you have texted them with updates on where she's going and what she's doing?
I would have texted just because of the way she reacted when I sent the message to everyone. Yep. Like, realising that, describing what she looks like, that she's heading in another direction, that she's on high alert, and she's looking for vampires, which would suggest to me that she knows she's not supposed to be here. So, she's watching out for people to confront her.
I will have made sure that I sent an update when she was definitely heading to Arda Bay.
Yeah.
Along with the entry point.
First and most interesting thing, the moment she gets into your domain, she takes the headscarf off and stores it away. She's not exactly good looking at all. She's got a very, very wide mouth, quite a squarish face, bit of a, maybe a broken nose. Her eyes are a bit too far apart. Basically, she's as good looking as Pal is now that he's added one to his appearance. she's not great looking at all, but she takes the headscarf off and just adjusts her hair. You get the impression that maybe it was fucking with her being able to see a lot, but best to keep it on because, like, maybe people around here know her face. But she then starts sort of heading into your domain, and she's a lot less stealthy at this point. She's still quite stealthy, but she's not stopping every few minutes to have a quick look around with all specs. She knows that there's vampires in this region, but she's not that worried about them. And you can see she's sort of heading from where she's entered your domain towards the first of the more obvious DOS houses for the homeless people.
Should we wait for the houses, maybe? No, because we'll have area, knowledge of our area.
Mm-hmm.
If she's doing the rounds of where she might pick someone up, maybe wait and ambush in one of the places that she's likely to go.
Either that, or she's going to a particular location and she's planning to ambush someone who's going to be there, and she doesn't care who.
Column A, column B. What do you want to do?
Have Heather and I met up at all, or...?
If you want to, you can. By the time you got the message, she's definitely heading to our domain, then yeah, you can certainly have joined together. And by now they'll have told you where she's coming in on.
Mm.
And you know where the nearest DOS house is to that.
Yeah.
If we wait for her to go inside and follow, confrontation behind walls may be safer.
Nod. Yeah.
So how are you two going to watch the house, though? Because you two cannot just disappear into the darkness. I mean, she maybe doesn't know who you are.
Okay, so I'll sort of be sitting down at, like, the top of the street. I'll be acting like I'm just sort of drunk or something.
Okay.
I'll just be sort of acting like she knows what's going on. I'll be keeping sort of a half eye on the door to see if she comes out.
Make me a manipulation performance. She hasn't gone into the building yet, so she's still moving in this direction. But make me a manipulation performance.
Okay.
See how convincing a drunk you are.
What's the difficulty?
That's 6.
That's a success.
Okay, cool. Just the one. What about you, Heather? Brendan's just sitting on the street corner like a drunk.
Are there any cats around?
They can be. You've got a domain security of 3, so yeah, if you want a cat, there can be a cat.
Because I can always be...
Round
a corner and just say, let me know when a woman comes this way.
Okay.
When she goes into that
building. Oh, when she goes into the building.
Okay. Yes. When she comes up, goes into the building.
Okay.
Coming.
Right. Okay. So you're in position. You three are following behind. Heather, you're around the corner waiting for the cat to tell you. Things don't quite pan out how you expect them to. So, Brendan, you're sitting there at the end, drunk as fuck, and down the far end of close the map. I've moved the map where I had it set up. Die. So she's coming down. You're sat on the corner of Hatherley and Early Road, because you know she's coming to your domain at Early Road. And she walks down Early Road, and you see her coming down Early Road. You are at the corner of Hatherley Road and Addington Road, with the cat round the corner watching the house. Brandon's at the far end of the road, you're at one end of the road, he's at the other. So she's walking down Early Road, and she sees... she takes a quick look around and she walks over. She's like, hello, are you okay?
I am just a bit drunk.
Oh dear, that's absolutely terrible. Hey, I know this is insane and such, but why don't you come with me? And at that point, we're going to do some dominate.
Okay.
What is your current willpower, please?
5.
I've given them the wrong stat. 5. Would she?
Her eyes glow red like locusts do.
Yep. When she was doing the alpha, when she was doing the auspex earlier. Okay, so how many did you say?
5.
5. Okay. Yeah. So you can't be afforded to do anything that seems particularly strange to you. But she says, "Come with me," and you get up and follow her.
Am I still acting like I'm drunk?
She hasn't told you not to, so yes. She's heading over to that building and you're following her completely docilely.
Yeah.
Down at the bottom of the... Right, so behind on the road, you see her walk over to somebody you can't see because they're around the corner and talk to them briefly and then walk around the corner.
As we hurry up behind, so we know what she's up to. So.
Yeah. A couple of seconds after Brendan's brain gets fucked, the cat goes, there's a woman and your mate heading towards a building.
Do we know if the building has more than one entrance?
It's not boarded up. This one is one of the burned, collapsed ones, so it's got entries all over the fucking show.
Okay. I'm wondering, is it possible to sort of get round the back? Because I know the others are coming down.
Yes. Are you going to try and do it stealthily?
Yes.
Make me an appropriate stealth check, then.
About deck stealth?
Yeah, deck stealth.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a minute for them to go inside.
Okay.
So, or like, you know.
Right, bear with me. I'm just going to pull up the whole... this is going to get fun. Right, let me just take a quick look at the bloodline that we're dealing with. It's like, oh, I'm just going to sit right out in the open. Shit. And pretend that I'm, like, you know, worse for wear. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was sort of like, but on the other hand... Yeah.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, we considered a bait plan. It's just
like... I mean, you baited us.
Yeah, I just wasn't actually intending to be the bait, but, well, fine.
She has all sex.
Congratulations. Plan A.
If she uses it,
yeah. She's not been using it for a little while.
Yeah, okay. Right, so.
So.
You make me a deck stealth.
Yeah, I'm actually just going to... literally go around the back. So
difficulty 6 because cool. It's not difficult.
That's 3 successes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you make your way around the back of the house into the garden. Right, you and she says to you, "Let's just go in this building," and you're like, "Yep, that's fair enough."
Okay,
and then she proceeds to say, "Oh, why don't you just stand and look over there?" And you're like, "That's fair enough. That's absolutely fine." And then it gets all a bit grabby and bitey. So
we're running in though. So.
You are running up behind, running but you did see, say, given her a head start.
Yeah.
So you will get there, but do any of you have celerity?
No.
No. So you will. I'll tell you what. In a minute, I'll ask you for athletics rolls. Right now.
This is going to be interesting.
Yes, it is, because it's going to be bad for you. It's going to be so bad for you. I need more D10s.
That's about fine.
Well, yeah, that's about fine.
No, I've only got 6 D10s
down here. Only 6!
Is that all?
Right, so. We've got dexterity. She doesn't have a weapon. So that's her dice pool. You
are currently unresisting and have your back to her because she told you to turn around.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's done this before.
Yes.
That just reduces her her difficulty.
By quite a bit, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah, it will take it down. Actually, no, it just gives her extra dice, basically.
Okay.
So, the moment she bites you, the dominate drops.
Okay.
Now, she's working on the basis that a normal human, it doesn't matter if the dominate drops, because by that, holy fuck, she fucks up. Wow.
Did she pull out a non-grass? No. Sorry. Tell me so.
No, no, she didn't botch.
Okay.
But she did manage to cancel out all of her successes with failures.
Okay.
So she leads you into the building and she tells you to turn around and look the other way and then unhinges her jaw and clamps down on the entirety of like your neck shoulder area. It's the proper arrow to try and take out your. Take out your carotid, render you incapable. Well, just basically, it's the fastest way to kill you, other than biting your entire face off, which she has done in the past. You wear quite a hefty leather coat, don't you?
Yep.
And you've got, let's say you've got a big chain on tonight.
Yeah.
And she basically clamps down and goes, and gets the chain rather than your neck. And just sort of tries to rip it away, tears the chain off you, and just spits it out and goes, shit. And that's at the point at which you need to make a frenzy check.
Okay.
Because this is a thing.
Okay, frenzy check is...
For you, right, you're in a life-threatening situation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make me a... It is a self-control roll versus six, because you're a Bria.
So three dice.
Oh, yeah.
Two successes.
You're fine. Right, so something behind you just tried to bite you. All the people who were running up, could you please make me dexterity athletics rolls and tell me what you get.
Does that include me or not?
No, you will get to act in the next round.
Okay, cool.
I'm just trying to work out whether they get there this round, the round after, or the round after that.
Yeah.
What was it, Dex Athletics?
Yeah.
Three dice.
Okay.
Who's rolling?
Difficulty?
Six.
Standard. Bloodied.
One. Okay. One success for Ed, yeah.
And Poppy? No. Okay, but you didn't botch. Okay, so, Edgar and Pal, you won't be in this round, you'll be in the next round.
Cool.
Poppy, you'll be in the round after. So, those of you who are in this round...
Who all wants to do initiative?
That's what we're about. In fact, let's everybody do initiative.
Initiative.
Oh, fuck.
Dex plus wits.
Dex plus wits plus the results of a d10. And you will be unhappy with how fast Telethar is.
Probably, yeah. 9 for me.
5 plus d10 for me.
You are on 12, Edgar.
What's the 47?
No,
it's just
a 1d10 plus wits plus awareness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Edgar's on 12, Brendan's on 9.
16.
Okay, that's pretty fast. Heather is on 16.
11.
Pal is on 11. Poppy?
11.
Also 11. You want the bad news? Talithar is faster than you all.
Fuck.
She responds with, oh, fuck, and tries to bite you again. At this point, however, rather than standing dumbly by, you can react and... I assume it turns her face out, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, she fucks up trying to bite you and then tries to bite you again. That time is somewhat more successful.
Okay.
Now, the damage. There's no extra damage. Oh, no, there is. It's 1 point of extra damage, so she gets her successes plus her strength plus one. They cancel. So, you are going to take 3 damage. Do you wear armour?
No, it's nothing listed on my sheet. So no.
Okay, so you don't wear armour. Mm-hmm. You don't have fortitude.
No, I'm afraid I don't.
You take 3 ag damage.
3 aggravated.
Yeah, because she's bitten you.
Okay.
As you spin round, her cheeks have splayed out to almost a foot wide, and her jaw just drops. And you spin and manage to get your arm in the way, because otherwise she would have ended up biting off the front of your head. She clamps down on your arm, and it fucking hurts. It hurts a lot. At which point, we come to Heather.
Right, so this whole, I can have claws that are bad.
Yep.
Does it take me time to activate them, or what?
I will look up Proteo.
I have not looked this up.
Yeah, I'm really wishing I'd looked up mine as well now. Well.
Proteo. Right. Proteo. Feral claws. Pay a blood point. This takes a single round. So, if you pay a blood point, they will appear next round.
Okay.
So you can spend blood points to up your attributes.
Yes.
So if you need to be extra strong this round, you can spend a blood point to have an extra dot in strength for the combat, isn't it?
Yeah, for the whole scene.
So okay. I'm a higher generation, so I can actually spend 2 blood points.
You can do both of those at the same time, incidentally. So you could bulk up and get your claws out in one go.
You can go, okay. And spend blood
time. And your claws cause a strength plus 1 aggravated damage.
I can only spend 1 blood per turn.
Ah, right. Well, in that case, yeah, you can either get your claws out or...
I'll get my claws out because I want them.
Okay. Are you heading into the building as you do that?
Yes. I will be walking in, growling, get out of my domain.
Oh, thanks. Not get off my friend. Just get out of my domain. No, no, I know.
No, no. Yeah, she's surprised. She's a little bit...
She thought we were pushovers at
like that. Brandon goes, oh, thank fuck. She doesn't say so loud.
Yeah, no.
He's just going,
At which point we come to Edgar. You run down the street and get to the door. Pow, you run down the street and get to the door. Poppy, are you following them, given you've got 2 rounds to get to the door? Or are you going to stay back or do something else?
I'm going to follow them, but I'm going to hang back a bit.
Okay, so you won't. Well, you hang back anyway. So you run and get nearly. You get to like the bit of the street where the house is.
Yeah.
Brendan!
I would like to activate Celerity and Potence. I have Generation 2, so I can spend 2 blood points if blood points are required for each one.
Okay.
I have rank 1 of each.
Actually,
you can't have Generation 2. Yeah. Is that what you're saying, Jen?
Two points in generation.
That's still 1
blood
point a turn.
Okay, so I need to activate Celerity or activate Potence, yeah?
Yes.
I will activate Celerity.
Okay, it costs you 1 blood point each time you take an extra action.
Really?
Yes.
You have 2 points in generation.
Yeah, 2 points in generation.
I had to spend 4 to get 2 points.
Yeah, he's only got 1 blood point a turn.
Oh, he did?
That's what I've just...
Okay.
Yeah, he could only spend 1 blood point.
That's fine, yeah.
But so yeah. I'll spend 1 to activate it, and
You only spend it when you use it.
Oh, okay, so in theory... Okay, and that would... So when do I declare that I'm using it?
When you take the second action.
When I take the second action.
So you've got 1 action now, okay. And then if you wish, you can take another action straight after.
So I could activate Potence now and then take a Celerity action. Would that be allowed, or would that not be allowed?
That would not be allowed because it would break your 1 blood point in a 10.
Okay. Right, I will punch her.
Okay. Are you activating? Okay. Right. So your potence, basically, you can either, it adds dice to your damage, or automatic successes to your damage, depending on whether you spend the blood or not. If you don't spend the blood, it adds dice to your damage. So
is that spend each time, or spend to activate just once per fight?
Spend each time.
Okay.
Both potence and celerity have been changed, because they were broken as fuck in original Vampire, to when you use them, you got to spend the blood.
Okay, when do I declare that I'm spending the blood?
In the case of potence, you can see if you hit first, and then...
If you can say I spend blood. Yep. Okay. Would I be able to pull my stake and use that? Use an attack stone, or would that be an action to pull the stake and then...
I would say you could pull it and use it, but it'll make the difficulty too high. So you wouldn't be able to hit her in the heart while pulling it, because you would have had it hidden while you were pretending to be a drunk.
Yeah.
Because okay, otherwise, hang on a minute, why does that drunk have a sharpened pickaxe handle? That looks really suspicious.
Okay, I will pull it and try and hit her. So I'm on minus, is it minus one dice due to my health?
Yes, it's minus one height, hold on. Minus one dice due to your health.
Right.
So it is Dex plus Melee.
Dex plus Melee is 5. Drop one dice due to injury.
Yep.
That's 4 dice.
Whipping it out means that your difficulty is 8.
Right, okay. And I can spend willpower to get extra dice, is that right?
No, you spend willpower to get successes.
Okay, I will spend a willpower to... get
a success.
A success.
Cool.
Actually, I can spend more than one, can't I?
Yeah, you can. I don't think there's any limitations on how much willpower.
I will spend 2.
Okay. 2 successes for you. So we're starting on 2.
No.
So you hit him with 2. Now, you get 2 successes, so put 2 dice aside.
Mm-hmm.
Add your strength,
which is 3.
Add 1.
Mm-hmm.
How many levels of potence do you have?
I have 1 in potence.
Now, you can either add 1 extra die or spend a blood point and have an extra success on the damage.
I will spend a blood point and have an extra dice or damage, an extra success.
Okay. You've got 1 success.
Mm-hmm.
Roll the rest difficulty for this is 6.
Another 2 successes.
So she's got 3 coming in on that. And I'm going to look up. Bashing!
It's lethal, isn't it?
You're right.
It is the stake.
Okay, so she can resist the 3 with her stamina. Okay, she didn't do that yet. Wouldn't need to do that, so... Ooh, you tag her. You definitely hit her. Not a palpable hit. Oh, I'm talking rubbish. You hit her, it hits her leather jacket.
Oh, fuck.
2 successes on her stamina, and leather jacket, her thick leather jacket, covered in things, is counting it as armour.
Okay, so is it you roll your stamina, and then armour automatically takes
the armour is automatic successes, I believe. I will just check to make sure. This is the first time we've done combat. So...
Note to self, get a thicker leather jacket.
Yeah. Honestly.
Note to self, didn't put lots of points in stamina, didn't realise.
Oh dear.
Well,
it adds to her dice pool, so but she rolled a success on the dice. So. Yeah, so you whack her, and she staggers sideways from the strike and is like,
is she still biting my arm?
No, she's not on your arm anymore.
Oh, thank God.
Right. I believe we are back to the top, because you don't have the blood to spend for celebrity. Talithar looks at Heather, looks at you, and goes, okay, and turns to the dominate page. Okay, so she can't, well, she could. Manipulation, intimidation, because she's doing it quick. Oh, this is bad. Right, she's going to split her dice, because she's trying to do both of you. Now, she doesn't know that your willpower's really low.
Yeah.
She does know you're the greater threat, so she actually gives you more dice than him. She is going to... She looks at both of you, and she just goes, sleep, and tries to send you both to sleep. You go to sleep.
Okay.
I think. You sort of pass out. In which case she wouldn't know not to do that because she's used this before. She actually tells you to back off. So you back off out into the garden. What's your difficulty? What's your current willpower?
That would be 3.
two tens. She tells you to back off as well. You head out of the front of the building. You head out the back of the building, and she doesn't really have any stuff to do extra. So you are going to back off a long ass way. You literally just back off to the back garden. If she comes in the back garden, then that's her own stupid fault.
Okay.
So, she saves herself from being ripped limb from limb by you. Edgar! Edgar, you're next. So, you are running up towards the front door, and you see Brendan coming out of it with the leather arm of his coat ripped to fucking shreds.
He does not look happy.
Yeah, no, he's not great. But he does seem to keep walking backwards, which is a bit strange.
She looks annoyed at, for some reason.
I'm going to try not to be seen through the door and go to the side of it, because I am not the combat class here.
Okay, you run up to the door and go to the side. As you do, you can see inside that Talithar's stood in the middle of the room, and she's kind of looking around as if trying to weigh up her escape routes.
Okay. I honestly don't think there's anything I can do against her unless I get a lucky shot with a stake whilst she's distracted, not currently.
Okay.
So, okay.
So you get in position and just wait. Pal, you're next.
Bomb through the front door.
You come running through the front door. Talithar turns and he's like...
what is it? Dexterity?
Dexterity melee, if you've got your stake out.
Or brawl, if you're just using your fists.
Have I got my stake? I might just be going for her with my teeth.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going for her.
So that's the brawl.
Spend probably a blood point in dexterity and a blood point in strength.
Okay.
Actually, now I've got potent, so it's a blood point to use potent, isn't it? In that case, I'll spend a blood point in dexterity to hit.
Okay.
And temporarily for combat, and then I will just launch myself at her.
Okie dokie. So roll your dice. You go barreling in through the door and just leap towards her with your chisels out.
Yep. The thing about what you always have to remember, you're a vampire. We're all attacky. Everyone can attack a vampire. You just spend the blood. If you've got it, you just go for it.
Yeah, the problem is we're fighting a vampire.
Yeah, but vampires are strong.
Oh, yeah.
It's dex plus wits, was it?
Yep.
Which is now six.
Dex plus brawl.
Dex plus, melee.
Brawl.
It's brawl if you're not using a weapon.
You're using your teeth.
Okay, but it's still aggravated damage.
Yeah, it'll be aggravated damage.
Okay, cool. So brawl is 2. Dex is 3. So 5. What's the difficulty?
6.
They cancel. So 2 successes.
Okay, so there's 2 successes.
Yeah.
Add 1 die to it.
Yeah.
Add your strength.
Add my strength, which is 3. Yeah.
Yep. And then roll those. Spend
a blood for potence.
How many levels of potence have you got?
1. 1.
That means you do 1 damage automatically.
Yeah. And I spent a blood to do my strength.
Yep.
Cool. What's the difficulty?
6 again.
6. Do the ones cancel out still?
Yes.
2.
2. And that is aggravated damage.
Plus the instant success, isn't it? So it's 3 points for potence.
Yeah, I've already put that one on. Okay, she does not look happy about this at all. Poppy. So, you've seen Brendan back out of the building, and he's still backing up, which is a bit weird. Edgar ran up to the door and went, nope, and dived to the side. And Pal just went, and you hear, inside. What are you doing?
I mean, I don't have any experience of...
fighting vampires. Well, I mean...
Never do I. I don't know if I can, like, slap Brandon out of this.
I mean, you can try.
I mean, I'm not sure I want to, but...
You can try.
I don't know. What?
It's actually unhelpful how little it tells me about how it works.
Yeah, that's a bit irritating. So I don't know how long it's supposed to last for.
I know how long it's supposed
to last. Okay, well, that's something.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I will try and snap him out of it.
Okay, so you walk up to him and slap him in the face a couple of times. Frenzy check.
Self-control?
Yeah.
Difficulty 6?
Probably only difficulty 5 for this. You're only being slapped, after all.
Yeah, but you're a brute. No. Oh, yeah, 2 successes.
Okay. I'm going to say that it does snap you out, and you don't try and tear puppy limb from it. Which is nice.
I am not a surgical Victorian woman.
I mean, excuse me? He's a bear.
Well, yeah.
I mean...
Don't tell him that.
You, however, have lost your turn.
Fair enough.
No.
I accept. I could... Oh, wait, no. Spin the celerity would be kind of cheeky. So no,
I mean, I'd allow it.
Okay, well, can I just spin the celerity to get back in the room?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Right. He then goes... and disappears into the building. Back up to the top... It'll be Tartar and then Heather. It will wear off you when you get to your go, so you'll be able to take this go.
Okay. Yay.
Because she only got 1 success on you. She got 2 on him, but then somebody slapped the shit out of him. Talithar, on the other hand, is very fucking unhappy about this shit, so does 2 things. Ooh, she's not very happy with the food. She triggers something. And then she spends some blood. Notice the big quote marks there to pump her dexterity, and she tries to run the fuck away.
Reasonable.
Okay. She darts out of the room at quite high speed. She runs past you. She runs past you as you come in. You're slightly faster than her because celerity, but yeah, she's running pretty quick. And she goes past Edgar, and you see her running down the road. She sort of gets about level where you are, and as she's going, her eyes have lit up, and she looks at you like, what the fuck? But you get the impression she is currently trying to escape.
I'm going to follow her.
Okay, so you start... Well... First, we come to Heather.
Chase her down.
So, make me a dexterity athletics roll.
I've not spent blood this round. Can I spend a point to bump my dexterity up?
Yes. And bear in mind, it bumps it for the scene.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, dex athletics. So, what's the difficulty?
6.
That's 3.
You're keeping pace with her quite nicely. You're right up behind her. Well, you're the distance of the living room away from her because you started from out of the living room. Poppy is right up next to her because they're at the same place. At which point we come to Edgar Shepherd. Yeah, she's obviously running away.
Part of Edgar's brain just goes, wait, but she... And then he... What? Her... Okay, I guess we're following her now.
So you start running after her as well.
But it looks like I'm probably not going to be zippy enough, so I will spend a blood point to try and catch up with everyone else.
Oh, yeah, I just rolled, because it was 3 dice plus an extra dice, yeah? Yeah, you catch up with Heather. You're as fast as Heather is this round. Fucking hell. So, at this point we get to Pal. So you run in, you bite the shit out of her, and she did do something. Because you felt a cold wave pass over you. It felt like magic.
Ah.
But it didn't affect you. And then she bolted the fuck out the door.
Chase her down the street, we've got to get her inside the building. The masquerade, we can't.
I mean, at the moment, yes, you've got a woman with bright red eyes. A walking corpse and a girl with claws chasing her through the streets.
Yeah, this is bad.
Let's not forget she has a foot-wide shark mouth on the go.
Oh, yeah. The foot-wide shark mouth and a big chunk of flesh out of her. I mean, you don't think there's any obvious cameras down this side road, but...
If
anyone's.
If she gets to the corner, it's going to be bad because Ellie Road's a main road. It's very Benny Hill at this point.
We fetch.
Poppy!
Should we wait for the plane?
Oh no, Power hasn't done anything yet. Yeah, sorry.
If we pursue or if we just let her get away because we need to get her out of our domain. And we've shown her that we're not allowed to push her over, but.
I mean, there's five of you which she possibly didn't know.
Yeah.
And you have injured her.
But we can't just, like, ditch her in the streets. We can't.
We can't let her get out like this because masquerade.
You don't have time to have this conversation.
That's true.
Pal has enough time to think what he wants to think, but you can't give him
conversation,
hints because if this is all happening in Pal's head at slightly slower than normal speed. Actually, Pal's not that dumb, is he?
I'm not that dumb, no.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Heather's not very clever.
Yeah, not very clever, but very territorial.
Yeah.
I think I can just... I mean, I will be aware of the fact that because it's instinct now to put my hoodie up and to protect my appearance and chase after them, but I will be very wary of people around seeing what's going on because it was drilled into me when I was tired about the masquerade because I'm hideous.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about the masquerade. Yeah. I didn't know about the cameras, but when I did,
yeah.
it was like, oh shit, you know, I must remember the masquerade.
You hoodie up and get ready.
I'm chasing, but I'm
okay, so you're chasing.
I'm watching out for people.
You get out there, but you're not going to be in the running because you're busy doing other shit.
Yeah,
you're on the lookout.
Yeah, as soon as we leave the building, that's as far as we
can go.
I am chasing her.
Okay. Make me an athletics check. Difficulty 6.
One success.
Fuck. It's easy, because there's still this voice in your head telling you to back off, back off, back off, back off, back off, back off. It's really weird, so you start chasing her. And every now and again, you stop and realise you started going backwards again.
I'm going to spend a blood point to celerity to have another turn.
Okay.
I will continue chasing.
Make me another roll. Yes. You need to get 2 more successes to get up next to her, where Poppy is.
Is the microphone?
I get no successes.
You are really struggling. You get a lot closer. You're probably up about you're in front of Pal, but you're not up with Heather and Poppy. It's really weird. It's like you've got this compulsion that keeps telling you, turn around, go back, back away, back away. And you just can't quite shrug it off. Poppy Anderson. In front of you, there is a woman who is running along, has a foot-wide shark mouth, a chunk out of her. Generally, it's looking a bit bad.
Yeah.
How far ahead is she?
Not very far at all.
Well, I want to keep chasing her.
Well, you can get up to her pretty easy. You're literally just behind her.
Can I try and grapple her from behind?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm going to be very good at this, but anyway.
I'm looking up grappling.
Truly the best of all RPG systems.
It's called clinch in this.
Okay.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Very MMA.
Right, so first things first, it's going to be Dex plus melee versus 6 to try and grab her.
Right, okay.
So go ahead and roll Dex plus melee. Dex plus brawl. Brawl. It's brawl when you're not holding a weapon. It's desperate brawl. And you can't really, like, grab her with a pickaxe handle. That's not going to work.
No.
If you attach a rope and use it like a harpoon. It's not anything bad.
That's 1.
Okay. Now, at this point, you roll resisted strength plus brawl checks.
Oh, dear.
So you've jumped on her back and grabbed her. So get your strength plus brawl together. Yeah, I think you would probably spend a willpower point at this point. By gods, that's a ow, a fucking loud pigeon. Right,
so. Horny pigeon agrees.
Ooh, fuck me. Oh, that one's cocked. Fuck me. So she spent a willpower on this roll.
Right.
She has 6 successes.
And 1.
So you run up and leap onto her back. And she just sort of shrugs and throws you off her back. It's like, no. Fuck no. And indeed, no. So, Brendan did his run. We are back to the top of Talithar. What can she do? Claw Girl is getting right up close to her again, as are you. Really doesn't want that. Ooh, actually, I need to check what the maximums are, because she might just pump her dexterity even further and run the fuck away. Get away!
What is the maximums? Because I know that.
That's what I'm looking at, because... Yeah. I know everybody can definitely go up to 5, but she is quite low generation, actually.
So she can push it beyond human limits?
Maybe. Nope. Okay. She is still on 5 as her maximum, so she can't push that anymore. She can't really afford to push anything anymore. She's probably going to have to dominate. Ooh, yes, that's what she did. More difficult, because it's not her greatest thing. She's going to turn on you and tell you to protect her.
I mean, I'm assuming that's going to slow her down, so we're going to help everyone catch up at least.
Yeah. Okay. She turns around. She locks eyes with you. She says, "Keep them off me!" And scores 3 successes.
Oh, okay.
So she has ordered you to keep them off her.
Okay.
Off her. And then she does a normal, slowish move away. Heather, your friends are heading towards your other friend. She's badly injured already.
Mm.
And they're trying to harm her. I mean, they're also your friends, so you don't need to rip them limb from limb. If you can make them stop without doing, you all did hear her turn to Heather and go, "Keep them off me." And then Heather turned around.
I do need to make sure they stay back.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, my friend is injured and running off mm-hmm. by herself into the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I should stay with her as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's not moving terribly fast at the moment.
Yeah.
She's not putting everything into running away because she was like, oh no, she's going to fuck me up. It's the claws. They're terrifying.
So, for now, basically keep following her,
mm-hmm.
turn around and look at the others and say, stay back, stay away from her.
Okay, so from the rest of you's point of view, you see... Heather, turn around, order you all to stay back with her massive claws out and sort of backing away with Talitha. And that's where we're going to have to end for tonight. We've run out of time. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. Please feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, Podchaser reviews, anywhere else reviews. You can review us anywhere you like. Please feel free to send us an email to thecursedteardice@gmail.com. You can talk to us at thecursedteardice on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm at Mordrigan. She's at ilk_porcupino. She's at
T Gremlin.
That's the one, T Gremlin. He's at Blooded Fox. Thank you for listening and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.